And what happened over a period of time, last July, school districts were put on notice that there would be some increased scrutiny by the scores around certain issues such as level of detail and grammatical constructs. And so while there was some communication, the belief is, although it will be up to the state to do their final determination, that the what was conveyed to school districts and what was conveyed to those who scored the writing may have been somewhat different. And so when the scores came out, they were much lower than projected. And the state board, I think, very wisely had the commissioner drop that cut score back for a passing score back to a 3 instead of a 4, which is almost like a hold harmless or a 1 year time to try to get straight whatever went wrong with the writing test for FCAT.
So what are your thoughts, though, on those actions and how it affected grades on the FCAT for Orange County?
What it did for Orange County and the rest of the state was sort of put us back at the starting point of where our scores were last year, by and large. I think that was wise on the part of the Board of Education at the state level. I always like for folks to understand it was not our local school board. It was the state Board of Education. I believe that was a wise intervention on their part because clearly something went wrong in the communication to districts, 67 districts, and what was done by those who were paid to do the scoring of the test. So I think it was a wise intervention on the part of the state Board of Education until they can better construct what went wrong and then make sure there's a clear communication to all 67 districts around how the scoring is going to evolve for next year and give teachers a chance to really have a greater impact on what students expect and what's expected of them on those FCAT writing tests.
Is it a watershed moment? Is it changing the way you think about the FCAT?
You know, I have mixed feelings. I understand and fully support the notion that public education has to have some means of accountability. And by and large, the easiest means for accountability of school systems would be through standardized testing. I do not believe that is the only measure of the success that our students experience, however, and I would like to see a wider range of assessments or evaluations that prove how much students know. But in the interim, I tell folks quite frankly, standardized testing is not going to go away. There has to be some measure of accountability. And over the time period that FCAT has been in place, our students have shown measured growth in their performance. And so I support some means of accountability. I certainly support raising the bar so that our students perform at higher and higher levels every year and that they can compete nationally and internationally. All of those notions have my support. My concern is that we have clear communication from the state level to the district level and so that our teachers are really prepared for what they're going to be scored on or assessed on. That's my greatest concern. And I think the state, when they dealt with additional cut scores and some other measures that they changed this year, may have just moved rather swiftly in comparison to what time there may have been needed to prepare our teachers and our students.
What are you hearing from Orange County teachers about this? And in particular, I'm curious if you've gotten any feedback as the FCAT relates to assessing teachers for merit pay and those sort of scores. Was this like a real wake-up call for teachers to say, wow, you know, I could be in some serious financial trouble even if these scores don't work out?
You know, our teachers are committed to their profession. We've not had a large outcry that was self-centered around what's going to happen to me and will this impact my score, because those kind of decisions really don't happen this year. It will take a couple of years to get those models in place, the pay-for-performance models. And so we've not heard that kind of outcry. I think the greater concern was, as a profession, we need for folks to clearly understand we are instructing our students and doing it well. And there was more of a concern, Mark, that students and parents not be overly alarmed that all of a sudden a child who had a 5 last year, which is a very good score, ends up with a 3 this year, that parents would not be overly alarmed and that the blame would lie where it belongs and that somehow the scoring and the instruction were not aligned and the communication could have been better.